Nelson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning.
Good morning.
To Thomas McClintock. Hi. Joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe.
Good morning, Carson. Good morning, Kennedy.
Before we get to the Teddy Bear Classic Golf Tournament, which is the greatest name ever for a golf tournament, let's back up a little bit and talk about the Children's Dyslexia Center and what you're doing there and also how you got involved.
So we're a dedicated organization of people who believe every child should have access to high-quality reading and writing instruction. And we're helping children to successfully meet the literacy demands in school and their future careers. I got involved in 2004. I was a marathon runner back then, and I was approached saying, hey, you can earn some money for the learning centers. But my mother didn't name me Thomas for no reason. I'm a cynic, and I wanted to meet a child in the program. So I went over to Newtonville, and one of the children came out, and I said, so tell me about your time here at the Learning Center. And the teacher started to explain, and I looked at the teacher and said, if I wanted the answer from you, I would have asked you the question. And it turns out this is a wonderful program, child after child after child. When you go to these graduations, and they talk about how they used to be called dumb and stupid, and they wouldn't come to anything, and then once they learn how to handle the dyslexia, they're at or above the reading grade of their peers. So it's just a wonderful program.
So Tom, for someone who doesn't have this, like in my family or anyone I know really, how does dyslexia affect a kid's day-to-day life, and what do you guys do at the Learning Center to help them?
So dyslexia is not a disease. It's just a matter that the brain sees numbers and letters in varying forms, unlike you or I may, and I'm not dyslexic, but we may see a word or a sentence, whereas people with dyslexia, it will be scrambled. And there's a program we use called Orton-Gillingham where we teach them how to handle those letters. It's classroom after classroom after. It's an after-school program. It takes 2 to 3 years for them to go through the entire program. But once they do, the smile on their face and the success that they have is amazing.
And it's at no cost to the families at all, correct?
No cost to the families at all. That's where the Teddy Bear Classic comes in. The Teddy Bear Classic is our largest fundraiser. We're supporting the 3 learning centers here in Massachusetts. We have 85 children enrolled in the program. And the average per child per year cost to us is about $8,700. So this is a serious fundraiser for us. The Teddy Bear Classic itself is held at Juniper Hill Golf Course out in Northborough because I needed a double course. I used to support one learning center, and I was approached about supporting the 3 of them and knew I couldn't do 3 golf tournaments. And so we do it at a double course. Last year we had 197 players. We're planning on 220 this year.
Wow. Yeah. So if you don't know, a double course means there's 2 18-hole courses in one location, which allows you more golfers.
I just love that we're doubling it up. 2 for the price of one, kind of. Or 2 for the price of 2.
So reasonably, I could handle 288 players.
All right.
Okay, so the 2024 Teddy Bear Classic Annual Golf Tournament is happening on July 22nd. If you go to teddybearclassic.golf, that's teddybearclassic.golf, you can find out how to get involved. Are there any slots still available to play?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And if people want to do sponsorships or whatever, I'm in charge of the Teddy Bear Classic, and my contact information is on the website.
You spend your weekends in the sand trap anyways. You might as well do it for good this time.
Do it for a good cause.
Thomas McClintock from the Children's Dyslexia Center. Thomas, you and your whole team over there are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
We love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for coming on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Carson. Thank you, Kennedy. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, maybe you're hosting a golf tournament for charity, or maybe you just hit a great golf shot and you want to talk about
it. There it is.
How about a hole-in-one? Let's hear about your hole-in-one.
We'll even take an eagle.
Drop us a text, 617-931-1234, or give us a call right here in the studio. It's the same number, so we can set you up to get you to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. Again, it's 617-931-1234. What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
Okay. I don't think I've played this for you guys before, but if I have, it still slaps. What if the Muppet Show theme was punk rock?
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the
show tonight.
Hey, they weren't half bad.
No, they were all bad.
Oh. Thank you.
Animal is the most
punk rock drummer
of all time.
If you know someone who should be celebrating Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.